It is almost time to close the library anyway. 15 minutes more, I announced, dinging on the bell on my table. Mrs. Cooper, the elderly head librarian, asked me to check the back of the library for any other people. The click-clack of my heels echo as I go down the semi-dark rows of books at the very end of the library. This is where we kept the precious books donated to the library that could not be taken out, and often people would still be there reading and making notes. There was a lone person in the corner, still surrounded by notes, absently reading a rather thick book with red binding, which looked really old. "Excuse me, sir. The library is closing in 10 minutes," I say. You look up and I am struck by how attractive you are, with your dark hair, the beginnings of a beard, dark-rimmed eyeglasses. Just my type. Earnest, scholarly. "I just need a few more minutes to wrap up," you say. "I need this for my research paper." "Oh, okay," I say. "I will be back in a few minutes then." You nod. I go back to my desk at the end of the library. Mrs. Cooper forgets to ask me if anyone is at the research section, and I attend to the group of students who rush to check out their books. By the time the library does close, and Mrs. Cooper has rushed out for a play her grandson is starring in, I remember that I never did get to go back to tell you that you had to leave. So, with my coat on and my handbag slung over my shoulder, the keys to the library in my hand, I rush over to where you are. You're still bent over that ancient book, apparently oblivious to the fact that yours was the only desk with a lamp on and that everyone else had already left. "Excuse me, sir. We're really closing now," I tell you. For some reason, I hated to interrupt you while you were so intently bent over that book. "So sorry to do this." You look up from the book and smile sheepishly. "I'm the one who's sorry. I completely forgot the time," you say, as you gather your notes and place them carefully back into your briefcase. "I don't mean to sound forward," you suddenly say. Then you look at me, and I could tell it was as if you were seeing me for the first time, and that you liked what you saw. "By any chance, have you ever been kissed by a total stranger?" "That is a really odd question," I say. "And very forward of you to ask." "And the answer is no, never." "Well," you say, "how old are you?" "I'm 27, I answer. "Aren't you curious what it would be like?" you ask. "It's not a big deal. It's just a kiss after all." And my heart hammers into my chest, and I could barely breathe at the prospect of kissing you. "Why not?" you suddenly counter. And before I change my mind, your lips are on mine, and you're grabbing me and kissing me hard on the lips, working your tongue into my mouth. It's been so long since I've been kissed so thoroughly. Unconsciously, my bag falls to the floor, and the keys in my hand fall noisily as well. I feel your hands on my back, pressing me hard against you, as I can feel how much your kiss has affected you. I feel my coat being taken off my shoulders, and I flush. Your hands are suddenly all over my body, cupping my round ass, settling on my breasts, which are suddenly aching for your touch. I had never felt this kind of instantaneous lust from a kiss before. Maybe it was because it has been so long since I have been kissed or touched like this. I don't know. I've always wondered what it would be like to meet a random stranger in the library and be kissed like this. Tell me what you want, he whispered in my ear while squeezing my breasts. Give out a moan, quivering at your touch. Please. You. I just want you. With a laugh, he maneuvered me over to the desk so that I am suddenly against the edge of it, and you press closer to me, and my skirt hikes up as you lift one of my legs up to your hip. I gasp loudly at how intimate this suddenly is, me feeling your heat up against mine. Oh my, I blush a bright, bright red. Shh, my darling, you say, quiet in the library. I laugh at how absurd this all was, and you silence me with a kiss.